Okay, call to order the Cabazon Water District meeting for December 14th and 2022 at 6 o'clock p.m. Let's stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
liberty, and justice for all. Moment of service for our fallen servicemen
and women. Thank you. Thank you. Director Taffy Brock.
Here.
Director Terry Kincher.
Here.
Director Diana Morris.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
And Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
And General Manager Michael Pollack.
Here.
Okay.
Consent calendar. First off, we've got approval of Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants. Regular board meeting minutes and warrants. And reaffirmation of resolution 04-2021, declaring continuation of virtual meetings due to COVID-19. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve A, B, and C.
I will second that motion. Okay. All right, so a motion to approve the following consent calendar items, A, B, and C, made by Director Tincher, second by Director Morris. Director Brock? Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye. Warrants none. Awards the contract. Isolation valve improvement project. Borden excavating. Do we have discussion
on this one? I think it's just kind of information.
Okay. Moving on to updates from Cabazon Water District Operations Report by General Manager Pollack.
Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. On December 25th, Bay City Electric came out here and performed maintenance on the Well 2 generator and confirmed the generator's in good working order. A new Cabazon Water District sign was installed at the district storage yard at 50100 Main Street, replacing the old hand-painted wood sign. We put on the fence out there, so we drive by this a little updated.
Where at?
At the yard.
The yard.
On Main Street. Yeah. Okay. Used to have an old wooden sign with
hand-painted letters on there.
It
looked
pretty
spiffy
when I saw it.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And on November 29th, I met with Belinda Carroll, the technical specialist representing the Cal Rural Water Association, for an assessment of the Cabazon Water District. That's where the question came up of who owned the water district, so we found that answer out. Acquiring information such as source capacity, operations and maintenance plans, water rights, organizational structures, policies, training, etc. So I basically completed all the forms. I think I have one left. It's kind of like a five-year budget plan, so I have to complete that and send that to her. So what happens with that when they finish the assessment and shows the aging infrastructure, they're also going to come out and do a leak assessment, and then hopefully that'll be supporting documentation from other agencies that we can put in for grant funding to start doing infrastructure replacements, water mains and stuff like that. So
a lot of mains have been in the ground for since 1954 and 64. And I think I mentioned, according to the canoe method, which is a couple of the German engineers came up with this equation, we have 22.25 miles of main, and if you replace up to 3,000 feet per year, in 40 years you would have new infrastructure, because then everything would be in the ground for 100 years and get everything updated. So that's the plan, and everything will be grant funded. That's what I'm pushing for. And, okay, so the balance sheet for new customers, we invoice payments for fire flows, new services, and it's currently being collected in the amount of $64,724.74. And, of course, I mentioned at the finance
meeting that our aging list is reduced to half. We used to have 90 customers with outstanding balances. Now we have close to 40. So we're moving in the right direction there. And then on December 6th, I attended the online San Gregorio Pass Water Agency Board meeting and voted unanimously to approve state funding for 4 new nested casing monitoring wells to fill identified data gaps. And there is no cost to our district. Just sounding wells on that end of town so you can monitor the groundwater levels, mostly around the Banning area.
Hey, Ray, what's that gap you said?
Yeah.
They raised that up, didn't they, to $1.3 million?
So that was for our isolation valve project. Okay. So it was originally $800,000, and they bumped it up. So it's in the final, I think the final approval is on the 19th. Uh-huh. Yeah. But everybody's moving along. They all agree with it. So we're moving from $800,000 to $1.3 million because the bid came in at $1,030,000, right? And of course, when you open up the ground, you start doing work, there's going to be change orders, maybe put in for a little bit more here and there, so that would be less out of pocket that the district would have to pay, so hopefully the grant funding will take care of all that. But we still need to pay 1%, so we're still going to pay $14,000 for our portion of that, which is, we're very grateful.
Yeah, definitely.
Getting some new infrastructure. And then we also talked about replacing the Bonita Vault, the PRV station. So the estimated fees for engineering services is $19,700. The quote for the precast vault, which I believe I mentioned before, is 6 feet by 12 feet by 5 feet tall. It's going to be put in the ground halfway, so it won't be a confined space anymore. And that came in at $16,500. And the previous quote for piping and valves came to $38,000. So the total project so far would be $74,000. And because the project would be using capital projects reserve fund, the money budgeted for wells and tanks was $225,000. And currently the tank repairs are being funded by a grant. So we don't need to spend any of our budget for the tank repairs. So we're going to have that money available. So we have 225 available. We're going to spend 74, and then next year, the 2023 budget, whatever's left over to do the tie-in, you're going to have to, you know, put some piping in, some elbows, and some connecting, some connections, and then that'll be charged next year's budget, which should only be like $15,000, roughly. And then the next item is future planning for replacing the 2000 GMC 1500 that currently has 310,000 miles on it, averaging 65 miles per workday, and the district has invested a little over $10,000 in repairs over a 20-year period, which isn't bad. The only thing we replaced was the radiator so far. And just so you know, that a manufactured engine, remanufactured engine is $43,000, a remanufactured transmission is $19,000, catalytic converter is $900, a remanufactured differential is $1,600 plus $125 per hour labor for removal and installation. So I just want to prepare us, you know, if you want to, whatever direction you guys want to move in. Like I said, we have that $225,000 available this year. And do you really want to start investing money in a 20-year-old vehicle versus purchasing a new one? So I have got quotes. The cheapest was the 2023 Toyota Tacoma for $28,900. A Ford Ranger was $33,900. And the Chevy Colorado was $31,495. And on one of the websites, it says, here's the short answer on how long a GMC Sierra lasts. They can last an average of 250,000 miles before requiring expensive upgrades, considering that many owners use the trucks as workhorses and drive daily. If you average 20,000 miles per year, the vehicle should serve you for 12 and a half years. So I just want to give you guys the information so we can make a well-informed decision. Like I said, do you want to invest money in a 20-year-old vehicle, or do you want to start looking at replacing it with a smaller vehicle? And we'll look at it closer when we get towards the end of the year, when we know what our budget's going to be. Hopefully, we're moving in the right direction, and we can make a better informed decision then. So just keep that in mind. Okay? And
I like the price range.
What's that?
I like the price range compared to what we've been paying for trucks.
And the other item, too, is that there's a company that is leasing work trucks. But if you lease a work truck for 3 years, basically you'd be paying the same as what you purchased it, and that truck's going to last for 10 years. According to my most of our trucks here are pretty old, and they're well taken care of. So.
These trucks will last 10 years, is it?
I would think so. Yeah, this one's lasted 20 years. And you have another Toyota that's
they take care of the maintenance and stuff, don't they? Yeah. Oil change?
I think we can discuss that when we get to
Yeah. Well, they just started doing that. They just started leasing service trucks with the toolboxes, kind of like the new one that you guys bought. But we don't. All we need one is for transporting chlorine and for odds and end jobs. So, just something to consider. At the end of the year, towards the end of the year, if we have a large surplus of money, then we're going to put some in the reserves, and then when I want to do the vault, and then we can. And the last item I have is that Legend Pump will be sending me a quote for the rebuilding and installation of well 4, the one right by the side of the casino, the Cabazon outlet. They pulled that in January of 2021 because they get used up. So once I get the quote back from them, then I'll send it up for two more bids so we have competitive bids. We can decide if we want to budget for it or put in for grant funding. Of course, that one, the electrical panel is outdated, so we'll probably have to put in for a panel.
Sounds like a grant.
Oh, is that?
Grant.
Yeah, so a panel is $40,000, $45,000, you know, for all the gear inside of it in the cabinet. So we'll see what the prices come up, and we'll make a well-informed decision on that. Okay. And that's pretty much all that I have.
That's a lot of information.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, moving on to old business, we have number one, discussion action, Bonita Avenue PRV station replacement project. Mr. Chan, do you want to tell us a little bit about this one? I think you kind of already did, right?
Yes.
So yeah, the one part that we need to move forward on is the engineering fees on that. That was $19,000. Total amount on that he sent me.
$19,700.
So that's the only item we need to vote on because they're waiting so that we can try and get permission for the utility easement and then start ordering material after that. So, but that's the first item that needs to be voted on.
Any discussion or any questions?
We talked a lot about it last meeting. Mm-hmm. We decided to wait until you got back so that you could talk about it.
I don't have any bad opinions about that.
Yeah, the only thing is when you make a decision to approve the engineering funds, then the vaults and the piping would kind of come in this year's budget.
Kind of. It's going to be $74,000.
$74,000, yeah. Or, you know, you can do the engineering fees and order the vault, so however we want to split up, but since we have the 225 available, I would tend to order those because who knows what's going to happen after next year's budget, what the supply demand is going to be, the delay times and all that stuff.
No, I think since we have that extra in the budget, I think that makes sense.
So do I. I make a motion to approve.
Second.
spending the money on it.
The engineering's?
Yeah, the engineering and the material.
Okay, okay.
My second.
The motion to approve the Creighton Stewart and materials quote for the Goleta Avenue PRV station replacement project. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye. Okay, next up is new business. Discussion action, change in community action committee meeting procedures. Ms. Moore.
What?
About the community action.
I wasn't there.
I understand.
Wasn't it pushed to next year?
What are we talking about?
We should meet. I think it should be over 6 months for now.
Are they still meeting all the time?
Well, they haven't met in the last couple of months, and they were able to use the community center, and they didn't find anywhere else to meet.
You guys are...
They're still wanting me to find somewhere to meet, and I keep telling them that they need to find it. But I don't see them taking the initiative. If they were, they'd be finding a place to have the meeting. I think it's a waste of our funds for us to continue meeting there every month with them. And they're discussing going bi-monthly, and I suggest maybe tri-monthly until they have more going on, but I don't think that we should attend except for at least every 6 months. Until there's more going on.
Yeah. There's really nothing going on.
Yeah, and we're literally just sitting there, doing nothing.
He wants Diana to be his secretary or something and do everything for him.
No, and I'm there to help support, but I'm not there to do it for them. But if they're not going to show the initiative, I'm not going to show up.
Well, are they still wanting you to show up every month?
Mm-hmm.
Where? Like, they're not finding
wherever
a place?
Wherever I find. And even though I've told them that I'm not going to do it, it's every time I turn around, it's, where's it going to be, Diana?
So there, can you use this room in here?
I told them that they may have to come back to using here. The issue is there's so many people that they're trying to schedule around that they're wanting to go later. At one point, they wanted to go at 8 p.m.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if they really want to do something about it, they need to make that time for an hour, a whole hour, you know?
Which is a lack of participation on their part. We're only going to participate once every 3 months, or
just
to start.
We can just put that committee on hold or whatever, huh?
Or we can, you know, they can maybe ask them to request in writing to our GM when they'd like, you know, when there's something important going on that we need to attend, and then they can let us know when we need to attend, so we may not even have to attend that often.
Well, that's probably a good idea.
Like, if there's something big and there's a reason for us to be there, then they can request in writing for us to be there, maybe.
So is it the main agenda item, the pipeline for the 720 lots? And that's all you guys talk about?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, every time they're talking about how to get it out more and
about going online
and letting people know. And to me, it's just a bunch of people getting together talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not doing about it, just talking about it.
Well, because
it's the same thing every time.
So, yeah, when I met with him, I thought, you know, he was involved with part of the landowners, but he said he was just the consultant. But he seemed to be the one that was pushing everything forward for us to do the development part on the pipeline. I said, no, it's an install and convey. It has to be installed by the contractor. So whether you get a developer for homes, you know, either Centex or whoever, you know, and he was talking about your county board of supervisor winning and helping them get a grant. But
and now that's a different county board of supervisors.
Yeah, they're wanting everything done for them and handed to them. Like, even at the MAC meeting, we were talking about community cleanups, and they were like, well, how about you guys come do it over in our area?
Right.
And only our area. And everybody.
Yeah, they wanted bins just for them.
And nobody else will use them. So, I mean, it's The only way that it's going to keep moving forward is if everything's done for them.
Right. And I don't know what the previous...
It was just entertaining.
Yeah. But I met with them twice.
This has just started not too long before you came.
Right. So I don't know what was led to believe before I got here, but when I came here, I just gave them the facts. And unfortunately, I guess the facts is just an eye-opening experience for them. But this is really how it has to go down.
Yeah, kind of like they found cheap land, they bought it, and they want us to develop it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they wanted the supervisors to, they wanted to tell them the MAC board that how they wanted the roads put in and everything, where they just have a dirt road and stuff like that. And
He's a talker, and he's a smooth talker. And I think he's used to talking, and then people go, oh, let me do that. Let me handle that. We can be a team and do this together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was going to name it his own township. I can't remember what it was. Cabazon Heights or something like that.
Cabazon Springs?
Yeah.
Yeah, they wanted to change it. They wanted to change the whole name of Cabazon.
Oh.
Yeah. They proposed that they were allowed to change the whole name of Cabazon. So that people wouldn't think of Cabazon as Cabazon. That was a big bad word.
Huh.
Okay. Because
I don't see it moving forward very fast.
Yeah, I think it's a waste of district funds for us to attend those.
Right.
Like that.
So what do we do?
I say once he has engineering actually involved and the process starts, then that's when he can request for us to be.
And I told him that was the first step. You need an approved set of plans that has to be approved by our engineers, and it's $5,000 fee for them to review it. So I gave him all the facts. The ball's in his
court. He knows all that then.
If you guys
want
to
see it, he knows what you do.
But I personally believe it's a waste of money.
Just get a hold of us,
Well, they're getting a hold. Are they calling into the district, or are they calling you guys?
Yeah.
No, he'll text me.
Okay.
Even when he cancels a meeting or changes something, he'll text me and ask me, and I tell him that's your group of people. You have their phone numbers. You need to let them know. And then I said I will take care of the water district on my side, and then I let her know, and she sends out the email.
And I say, well, how do we want to go with it? So that we want.
Oh, well, when he texts me or calls me, I can just tell him to, when they're ready, he can contact the water company and request for a meeting. And that's all that I will say to him.
I think that's good direction.
I don't think we need a motion, because I don't think there was a motion to put it into place.
No.
Thank you. I just put money for myself, but that's okay.
Next up is discussion action, new vehicle to replace 2000 GMC Sierra.
What a great idea.
You heard some about this.
Something we all need to, all gather information so we can make a well-informed decision. Right now it's not important, but it could be.
It's supposed to be a discussion item, not action today.
Oh, okay.
I think, right?
Right. Yeah, it's not something that's needed right now. It's still...
I put action on there, but that was my fault.
So the vehicle is still operating okay, right?
They're at over 200,000 miles.
It's got 310.
What?
310.
And this is
just
for
chlorine?
And we use it
65?
It has the tank and the pump rig on there.
And we use that to trans...
65. On average, I mean, from 2000 to 2023, it breaks down to 4 days a week, 65 miles a day.
He uses it for, meter reading too, right?
Yeah.
Are there any issues with it right now?
No, the only issue we had was we replaced the radiator, because she did a research on all the invoices that were spent, and I think it's listed in here. All
the next chart.
Yeah. So that's all in there. So we haven't had any major issues, but when the time comes, we just want to be prepared. Do you want to dump money into this old vehicle, or do you want
to... I think we need to dump money. I think we need to purchase a new one.
Well, I think we wait till there's problems and then deal with it at that point.
Right. Yeah.
And like I said,
we
can get by, but it's like right now, because I'm new with the budget, I'm new here, we're only buying essentials, and as I learn to manage the budget a little more efficiently and towards the end of the year, I want to make sure that money goes into your reserves, and then whatever money we have left over, we can make a decision then.
And towards the end of the year, this truck will also be cheaper, so.
It could be, yeah.
Well, because they want to get rid of the 2023s to bring in the 24s.
Sure. So it's a timing issue, yeah.
Well, would we want to, I'm a stickler with the cars, right? Like, I always just pay cars for cash, they all know. If it's going to be used for putting chlorine, isn't that corrosive and doesn't that hurt, like, the interior of the truck?
It's in a double-walled vessel. So we have a vessel at the yard, and we have a vessel in the truck, and you just hand pump it in there, and then you transfer it when you get to the plant sites. So they're pretty careful on spillage and stuff like that. Yeah.
Is there anything? If we're not looking to make an action item now, is it possible to be looking to a used truck and hear everybody throwing things at me right now?
That's
another
possibility.
Yeah, if we're not paying for the price, but usually with a used vehicle, you also get
somebody
else's issues.
Well,
and right now,
and
used vehicles are very expensive.
That's what I'm saying. We're not making the action right now.
The most important thing on a new vehicle is the warranty. It's a way better warranty than a new vehicle.
I'll gather more information as the year goes along. As we get towards the end of the year, end of the budget year, June 30th, we can make a decision to let it ride for another year, next year's budget. I mean, I want to put money in reserves, and I want to get the Bonita Vault done. And do we want to do the truck this year or next year? The end of this budget year or the beginning of next year? So we'll see.
Yeah, I think it'd be a different story if you were having a lot of problems and putting a lot of money into it.
Yeah. But 310,000 miles, and like the paper said.
Oh, it's working fine.
250 is, if you had 250, you're good. So we're in good shape. But if you don't make a decision, time will make a decision for you.
I like this price point better than the last one. Yeah, I think I abstained from that, but I just couldn't finish
it. Yeah.
Okay. It's not a decision. It's just a discussion item.
Okay. Next up, public comment?
Sure.
Come on.
Say one more.
What's that public
here? I'll tell you what. Because it's something that came up. I lived here for a long time. My wife wrote a letter in because I have no idea what size meter I have. That would be really helpful information for the customers to have so that they understand when the prices for the rates come out, so that they understand what tier they're in.
Did we
send
that up in
the building? Yeah, we send it out, and it has the list of how much each meter charge is for each different size.
Base rate for each size meter?
Yes.
On the building.
I didn't know what size meter I have, so I didn't know where my base rate starts to find out.
You should have a 5/8 by 3/4.
Yeah, I know yours is a 5/8 because that's what happened, but everybody else doesn't know
that. What's that?
The average person doesn't know that.
Okay.
On the bill, isn't it?
No.
No, it's not on the bill.
Something we could add to the bill?
I asked Ellen, she said no, but I don't know how long it's been since she's looked into it. So maybe we could ask the billing people and see if that's something that could be added on. I think it
could maybe add on to the flyer if you need to know, please call us.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're sending out another notice about something else, so on the back side we're going to put the rate sheet again, just so we can use double-sided.
Thank you for your comment, sir.
And we're going to add that on there. That's something that Taffy had mentioned.
Yeah, if we could put it on the flyer for each person, like these are all the 5/8, these are all the 3/4.
That's one of the things on the Cabazon page everybody always argues about, like when they start talking about the water bill. Like, well, mine is this, and this is mine, and da-da-da-da, and nobody knows what their base is or anything.
I will tell you, there's only 20 3/4-inch meters out there. Only 20. So everybody else is 5/8 by 3/4.
I will never tell another member of the public how much my water bill is, since that lady that was here.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Because my water bill wasn't enough, we must be dirty and don't shower.
Or getting special favors.
We do have commercial meters, but as far as residential, there's only 20 out there based on fire flow protection. And we are sending out a flyer. It's a construction flyer on one side talking about the gate valve installations, and there's going to be construction in the area. This is what's going on from this date to this date. And on the back side of the page, it has all your rates. All your rates and fees on there.
I'm just sending that out. Can we tailor that at all? To maybe say, by the way, you have five.
Well, because it's a general flyer.
Yeah, because we send the flyers out to like the pre-sorting and mailing company, and we send them a stack, and then
that's why I suggested adding on there if you need to know what size you call it.
That's what we're gonna do after.
Yeah, we can do that on the next flyer, but I'm sure. I don't think we've ever sent out a flyer like this, so maybe when they see it, they'll go like, what do I have? You know? So maybe that'll prompt questions.
Because as soon as that flyer came into the mail, the first question she had for me was, what size meter do we have?
He always knows that, and I just... He's like,
I'm out checking my meter constantly to make sure I don't have any leaks.
Okay.
I've had one leak this year, where my pipe broke in the ground and there was absolutely no sign of it whatsoever. And I got
bill came and it was, yeah, I was like, whoa.
I checked it out. I was leaking. I fixed it. I paid my bill. It was done.
So you know how to read your meter. You lift it up, the red sweep. Every time the red sweep pan goes wrong one time, it's 7.5 gallons. And then it has a little star, and that's your drip indicator.
Yes.
Everything should be off. And if that thing is start to pump, you know, you got to drip somewhere. And a lot of people say, I don't have a leak. And then you walk in the house and you hear this thing from the front door, their toilet's leaking.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have
a quarter inch tubing because your seat didn't seat all the way. And I had one lady, a $400 bill just from her toilet. And I turned on her faucet. I said, that's how much water's going into your septic tank or your sewer system. So that's always one of the first items. And then, of course, if you want to conserve water, on your kitchen faucet and your bathroom faucet, you can put in flow restrictors because you don't need 5 gallons a minute to brush your teeth. So you just put the flow restrictor in there to let a gallon and a half come out. So that always helps.
Change out your aerators real easy.
Yep.
I know we have a restrictor in our shower, and my husband takes it out when I get the dog showers, and then he puts it right back in, and I'm like, it's so nice to take a shower with it out.
You get so blasted.
Nice. Yeah, it's so nice. You just stand there like, whoa.
Well, see, you can't buy a new faucet without a flow restrictor anymore.
You have to manually take them out.
And you can't take them out.
Yeah, he manually takes ours out of the shower. I'm like, how did you do that? He's like, you don't need to know. Thanks.
Okay, guys, we are on a good roll here. So the next up is future agenda items. Board members have any future agenda items? I did have the one I wanted to call out. I wanted to look into the Community Water Systems Alliance and see what benefit we're getting from that one. That's one of the dams, right? Yeah.
That meeting's actually coming up.
So have that on the agenda so we could talk about it?
Yeah, maybe we can just talk about the benefits that we get from it.
And the meeting's on the 28th. Who's attending that meeting?
I thought it was you.
Community Water Systems Alliance meeting?
Oh. I know for sure you're on it. I don't have my sheet.
That
depends on what thing. There's so many different ones.
She's on the PASS Water Agency Alliance.
Oh. I know for sure you're on the CWSA.
Don't we have a list?
I don't have it on me right here, but... CWSA, the Community Water System Alliance.
Yeah.
They have it at the end. I think it's like the fourth Wednesday of every month. I never got invited for it until recently. I think it's the 28th. Next 2 weeks from now.
I'm on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have my calendar.
I'm getting the invites for it, so I don't know how often it
was. Can you be back on the 28th?
From
Auckland?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should have Kathy attend. That way get a review out with it.
If we want to look at who's on the personnel committee or the...
That way when we discuss it, we have more than one opinion about it.
How much does it cost me?
$3,000? $3,000 a year?
$3,000 a year, yeah. We're supposed to be billed every month, but we've only been billed once this year.
And we're not getting anything out of this?
Well, that's fine. Yeah, that's why I wanted to put it on the...
I don't know what we're getting out of it.
I don't know if that's to be informed about the pipeline that's coming through, tying through Banning, coming out where the rock yard is
someday.
Well, I thought these were the guys that go to Sacramento. And at that point, we need to know about that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it next
time. Let's talk about it next time.
One of the writers.
I know that next month we're going to have one of the grant things.
Cal Rule?
Oh, the Broadway and Main.
Oh, yeah.
That's going out for bid, so next month we'll have that to award the contract to somebody. We don't know who it is yet.
You said you just got something on the community water
system. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Or you forward the email to the two directors?
Yeah. I'll find out who it is and then forward it to you. I thought I already did, but maybe I didn't.
Any suggested agenda items from the public? Management, any suggestions?
We'll give an update on the valve installations, the cluster valve at Broadway and Main, and also the tank recoatings. Those are going out to bid soon, too. So we'll have those three items. And the other one, too, we just...
put them on for discussion?
Just approved was the Esperanza Main replacement. There's 900 feet they're going to be going in. Next to Lemon, I think. From Lemon.
It's just down past you guys.
From Lemon to Lime or somewhere. Elm to Lemon, I think.
Originally, they wanted to put it in between.
Yeah. That's the last dirt road.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's in the dirt, huh?
Yeah. But they wanted to put that. So from Lime, from Esperanza, from Lime on Esperanza, it was going to be 1,300 feet. Well, that one wasn't going to go through, but the 900 feet for the next from, I'm not sure about the streets, Lemon
to Lime.
Yeah. Was 900 feet.
And that one was going to go through?
And 900 feet was going to go through.
And there's no way down there.
Right. So I said, well, why don't you take the 900 feet and connect it to Lemon? So we have a nice starting point rather than have, garbage main, a new main, it's like so. So anyways, that got approved, so. That's going to be going forward. I'm not sure about the streets, but I know it's connected to, Elm. I think from Elm, yeah.
Anything else from the board members?
Sorry.
That's contagious, Diane.
Future board meeting, future board items, next board meeting dates. We have the Community Water Systems Alliance meeting.
December 28th.
Collaborative agencies meeting at Beaumont Unified School District, January 4th. Finance and audit workshop, January 17th. Regular board meeting, January 17th. San Gregorio Pass Regional Water Alliance meeting, January 23rd. Community Action Committee meeting, TBD, 2023. You're going to let them know, right? Okay. And then Personnel Committee, TBD. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second that motion.
All right, so the motion to adjourn at 6:38, made by Director Moore, seconded by Director Tincher. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye.
6:38 on Wednesday, December 14th.
Well done.
So I can say for everybody, aye.
Aye.